on the table. Drape should be with us at some point. Obviously, they had a travel day, so it's Whitey Gleason, and we got Jay with us. And speaking of travel, Jay, you're on your way to Vegas afternoon, this evening, right?
Yeah, the evening. I'm spending the afternoon with you, Mr. Gleason.
Wonderful.
And Drapes, when he slides on in. But, yeah, I'm on my way, Sin City.
How excited are you as a 49er fan? I think it's
through the roof.
Yeah, it's one of the stupidest Super Bowl conversations I think I've ever heard, and they're thrown around on TV. Who's really the underdog? Well, you know, the underdog is, there's a betting underdog, and then if you disagree beyond that, all you're really saying is, who do you think's going to win? And just looking at it in reverse, who's the underdog? I just think, Jay, that's the stupidest Super Bowl conversation I've ever heard.
Agreed.
Who's the underdog? No, they're the underdog. What are we talking about? Are we just predicting who's going to win? 49ers are going to win. Everybody knows that.
Absolutely. I don't care if they're top dog, underdog, side dog. Just give me the W.
Uh-huh.
Just win, baby.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it's about.
Yeah.
So I'm 100% with you. I like where you're going with that. I don't care who's the underdog. I don't care who's the favorite. As you said, unless you're laying something down, you know, apples and oranges, a little chips to the table, then, yeah, I can understand that if you're looking, you know, to bankroll something.
Yeah. The 49ers, as you probably know, they're favored to win this game. So that means they will have been favored or have been favored in every one of their 20 games this year.
As they should.
Which is really rare because teams didn't used to play that many games. That's the main reason it's so rare. But I guess, was it last year, the Chiefs? Last year or 2 years ago, the Chiefs did the same thing. Again, kind of meaningless, but my big concern, Jay, is the 49ers and their ability to stop Kansas City running the ball, because they haven't been able to stop anybody running the ball. Then if they can do that and get after Mahomes, I'm very confident. But if they have trouble doing that, I'm a little concerned.
You know, I like – well, that's the wrong word. I don't like. But I understand where you're coming from. And where I was going to say is this. It's almost a catch-22 with this game. The Niners have been struggling with the run, as you've said.
Yeah.
I think the Niners don't sell out to stop the run. I think consciously, because it's everyone is pinpointing that, you know, Pacheco's going to have a good game,
and they're
going to run crazy. He's going to get the ball at least 25 times on the ground. And I just refuse to believe that Andy Reid would give Pacheco the ball 25 times unless they were literally, you know, up by 10, 15, whatever the case may be, every single part of the game. But you're not taking the ball out of Pat Mahomes' hands if you're Andy Reid. I don't think you trust Pacheco that much to win a Super Bowl against the 49ers and don't give Pat at least 30 throws. Mm-hmm. I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things that hurts about this matchup, because obviously the 49ers have unfinished business against the Chiefs. Tip of the helmet to the Chiefs. They got it done in 2020.
I'm not tipping no hat.
Well, but
helmet or hat.
Here's my point, and I'm sure you remember this. In that Super Bowl, until they kind of turned things around late, Patrick Mahomes was not having
locked
a very
down.
Good game.
Lock season.
Yeah.
Send him to San Quentin.
Yeah.
He was locked up.
Yes. He was just kind of, he was nothing special in that game until Jet Crisp Wasp 42, whatever they call it. I know that's not it, but I don't want to commit what it actually was to memory. That seemed to turn things around. But even after that play, the 49ers, as we know, still had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, Jay.
Man, don't remind me. But, you know, I think I'm slowly, over the last couple of years, I haven't got over it, but I think I'm slowly starting to get over it this week, because it's getting closer to the time of redemption. It's getting closer to the time you can right your wrong. And, you know, it's kind of getting to point to the time where, and I've said this all year, I've been saying it here on Sac Sports 1140, the only team that beats the 49ers is injuries. I truly believe that. And just because Pat Mahomes is on the other side of, you know, of the line now, of the competition, of the versus sign, I still believe it. I think the 49ers win this game. I think it's going to surprise a few people. I don't really see, and put it this way, the Chiefs have been the Chiefs over the last 4 or 5 years. I get it.
Yeah.
This team, a lot of people have said, you know, isn't the same Chiefs team. They've won, for whatever reason, the last couple of games. I understand. On the road, albeit. I think the Chiefs take a step back a little bit here in this game.
Yeah.
They face a formidable. Formidable opponent. Mm-hmm. I really think the offense for the 49ers is going to come out clicking. And I would like to see the Chiefs get down a score or two, and then we'll see. And everybody said, well, Pat Mahomes. But you know what happens is that take away Pacheco. So now we don't even have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah, yeah. There's a guy that works here, does a fine job for many years, been an account executive here named Ken Gross, huge 49er fan. And I saw Ken today when I came in to the station, and he was, you know, grabbing some lunch. And so we always talk 49ers. But this week, of course, with the Super Bowl, I asked him, hey, are you confident? And he was like, Jay, it shook me up a little bit, because this guy who's the – I don't know that there is a bigger 49er fan. You and he may be tied. He said, are you – the way they've played the last 2 weeks? And he looked at me with this kind of dead-eye look, and he said
– come on now.
He said, I couldn't even watch the last game. I had to turn it off.
What? Oh, he threw his colors down?
Yes.
That's throwing your colors down.
It's not that he's – you know, I'm not saying he's not rooting for him or anything. He just lost a little faith. After what happened.
Come on, man. We're the 49er faithful. There's no need to lose any faith. Why? I mean, this ain't church service.
I know.
Ain't no faith to be lost here.
I know.
We're still rocking and rolling. Of course you got to have love. Everybody goes through bumps and bruises, as Drake's put on his headphone. I'm not even putting his camera on, because the way he's over here throwing his shoulders out like he's a wrestler and he's ready to get into the match and all.
Let's
I'm not
go.
Putting his mic
Let's
up.
Let's go. Sorry about
else.
That.
But
hey, it's all right. You've been on the road.
Dude, you know how it is. When you've gone for like 2 weeks – come
yeah,
in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody want to hang out, talk to you. Drapes, what's up? It's like I'm the Pope coming to town or something.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So
we're just talking about
the
49ers
right
in the Super Bowl. I don't know if you heard that.
Is that this week? Is that this? No. I'm excited for the game, man. Are y'all really talking Niners right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, we just were. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, really, there's
what
two,
we be talking about.
There's two stories this week. And, yeah, there's the Kings playing well, but there's two stories. It's the Super Bowl, and it's the trade deadline. I really think those are that. Other than that,
those are the two big ones.
Secondary right now.
Yeah, even the games to an extent.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to get too high or too low. They lost last night, talking about the Kings. I'm not bummed, sure. I wanted them to win, but a 5-2 road trip?
Oh, I know.
I'll take it. But I don't know if you saw last night. I mentioned my boy Travarius Ward during the game. I don't know if you heard that, Jay, last night.
I don't know.
Nobody tweeted at me or anything. I'm trying to give the Niners some love. Crickets. Nothing. But, yeah, man, I gave our boy a shout-out.
As nice. You should.
Nice.
Shouts out.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Jay, when you hopping on the flight?
Tonight, man. I'm leaving as you come in.
Must be nice.
No need to huff and puff, man. Just jump on this 49er wagon.
Jay, did you see what Debo had to say about the Philadelphia Eagles last night?
Yeah.
Did he really say something about the Eagles?
Well, he was asked. Somebody asked him about the Eagles.
What did he say?
Someone asked about the rivalry, and he said, you know, it's got to be a close game to be a rivalry. We're done with that. Next!
He did not say that.
He did.
He did not say
that. He did say that.
Man, see, we're just going to have to smack him next year. It's funny. I'm downstairs talking to the salespeople.
Yeah.
And I understand we're the home of the 49ers.
Do they understand that you have a show?
No, no, not at all. Not at all. So we're talking about, you know, 49ers coverage. And they're like, yeah, you know, Emil is so excited. He's soaking it all in. And then, you know, he's going to be at the game. And we're running spots and all this. And then he'll be at the parade. And I was like, parade? Are we? Is that what we already talking parade?
Foreshadowing here, bro. We're foreshadowing. Positive affirmation.
You got to plan ahead.
Yeah. All right. For planning purposes.
Plan ahead.
Okay. Yes. For planning. Exactly.
It's easier to put it in than pull it out. Understand?
What? But I'm like, okay. Is that what we're doing? Think about this though.
Yes.
If they do win, talking about the Niners. We got to be front and center, right?
We got to be at the parade.
Like,
why are we not?
We would have to be at the parade.
Of course.
Probably should be on a float of some kind.
Yes.
Right. When it comes to Niners talk,
what do you mean?
Is there anybody more entertaining than us? I don't want to say we're more loyal or anything like that, because I bring us down in that regard. But, you know.
That would be the only thing. If we're, you know, like you like to say, keeping it real. Uh-oh. Drapes at a 49er parade.
Yeah.
Me personally, I'm like, okay, but really?
Let me ask you this, Whitey.
You fall in line. You would fall in line, do your job. You're professional, right?
Let me ask a question, though. Jay, how many Brock Purdy jerseys do you have?
None. No Brock Purdy.
All right. Whitey, how many Brock Purdy jerseys do you have?
I want to borrow yours, but
I was about to say, how many do I have? I'm the only one with a Brock Purdy jersey.
True.
So I deserve to be there if
that
they have
true.
A parade.
Because he lost a bet. Whatever.
He spent his own money, though, so I had to give him love on that.
Yeah.
Didn't even get it off the discount rack. It
I know,
was,
man.
It was
you
legit.
Went, yeah.
I seriously plus. Do want to borrow it if you could bring it in.
I'll bring it in. I'll bring it in. How about Thursday is when we're back here in the office.
Yeah, that
I'll bring
be,
it in.
If you remember, that would be terrific. That would be wonderful.
Nice. Under my hood right now in the car. Yeah. So, yeah. Got grease all on it and everything.
Okay, real quick. Yeah. So, this is just, again, we're foreshadowing.
Yes.
Half right. glass full. I'm going to say 3/4 full. If the Niners do complete the win, and they've already confirmed parade is Wednesday.
Okay.
And you can't tell us 100% of how you would operate and act, Drapes, but let's say we slide to the parade and we do the show from that area or whatever. How are you operating? Are you full of glee? Are you patting everyone on the back and being happy for everyone, showing love to everyone, or are you going to be the curmudgeon?
That's a great question, Jay. That's one I had not thought of. And I'm trying to think about who I am as a person. As a person, I'm very influenced by the atmosphere. And so if it's a good atmosphere or party atmosphere, that's how I'm going to be. But I do remember when I went to the game against the Seahawks and I saw all that red, it kind of sent me a certain way. So I'm not sure how I would react. I wouldn't be a curmudgeon. Okay. That's not in my nature.
Yep.
I just might not be talking that much. It'd be the Whitey and Jay show for 4 hours
well, we
or something
do,
like that.
If he goes to the parade and celebrates it all, we get some kind of video
can you imagine?
Of that. And then we send that. We say, if you don't back the Niners next year, we're sending this to Philadelphia.
Right. Oh, dude, they would not let me enter the city. I'd be detained at the airport trying to fly back in.
Probably.
Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of, as I was, and I'm asking that question because, Whitey, I'll spin it to you. Let's just say the Eagles won a championship, and we had to host the show for whatever reason. We had to go cover the Super Bowl, and we were, you know, next year I believe it's in New Orleans. We're in New Orleans, and the Eagles won the championship, and they're like, hey, you know what? Come out 2 days later, do the parade. I would genuinely be happy for Drapes.
Would you really?
I would, because I know what it takes to, as a fan, not to play. By the way, I should say, I've never won a championship in any of my playing times.
Right.
I've made playoffs and I've never
won
a championship.
I'm sure you've won some.
Yeah, well, I mean, little
like,
leagues.
I'm talking
about when it counted. You know, yeah,
right.
League, yeah. That type of stuff. But to win a championship as a fan, especially who hasn't seen this since 94-95, you know, the Oakland A's haven't won since 89-90. Like, it takes a lot to get to there. So I would be happy in the fact of, like, that's what's up. My guy got him one. You know, he finally got to see one. What would you do, Whitey? Shoes on the other foot.
Just in terms of how I feel for Drapes?
I mean, you're see, professional.
Because I'm not going, first of all, I'm not going to parade.
It's your job. Let's say it's your job.
I can't. I'm sick.
Okay, let's say
really?
We're
That's terrible, Whitey. That's terrible, man.
Well,
terrible.
You already answered the question.
But would that be fake, Jay? Would that be fake if you were like, oh, I'm happy for you? I'd be looking at you sideways.
I'd be happy for you, not the fans or the Eagles. Right. Like, I'm saying for Drapes. You know, like, yeah, shout out, big
right.
dog. Yeah, like, I'm glad you got the championship. Not for the squad, though. No, I'd be hating my butt off.
You know, some
man,
people
look
would
at that
say
weak
that
float.
And
that
not
float
mean
terrible.
It. Right. But when Jay, when he says, I'd be happy for you.
I think he would.
He would.
I think he would.
He would, or he wouldn't say it.
If I said it, I probably wouldn't.
Right.
No, you wouldn't believe it. Keep it real. Because I'd have to listen to you guys all offseason.
So you're not going to be happy when the Niners win the Super Bowl for just anyone. Not a single person that you know has been a huge fan or nothing.
Nah, because my daughter is a Chiefs fan. She likes Taylor Swift.
Sure.
So I can't see it.
Drape household ain't right.
It ain't, man. Yeah. We twisted up right now. We twisted up, dude.
All right, we'll take a quick
time out.
All
right, what we got?
Yeah. Do we have any Drapes takes? Any at all?
Dude, I wake up with a Drapes take.
All right,
you know
that's
that.
When
come
we
on.
Come right back. Kyle Draper back in studio with us today. Drive Guys on Sacked Out Sports. And Kyle Draper's back in studio with us here. You know, Drapes, I was very curious to see the Cavs play last night because we've talked about it. They've been playing so well.
Yes.
And, you know, I was curious to see, well, what is it about them? Why are they playing so well? Then you watch them play, and you, of course, were there. But it's like, well, they guard you, and they make shots.
Yes.
And that's a really lethal combination, right? It didn't get much more simple than that.
Yeah,
really
good. Winning formula, that's for sure. The way they were shooting the ball, number two in defense. And, you know, I turned to Katie, and I mentioned this during the broadcast. I'm like, they got four shooters out there with Evan Mobley, who's a tremendous player. Like, that's my first time really looking at him up close and personal and just seeing him. He's playing at an elite level. I'm like, this team is legit.
I think right after you said that, then they brought in Sam Merrill.
Yeah, and then yeah. Sam Merrill, yeah. And it was like, here's another one. And I'm like, how do you stop these guys? Like, yeah. Literally, and Donovan Mitchell, to me, is playing at an MVP kind of level. But they got other guys, like, just solid. Like, Max Strus, he was a difference maker last night. He mm-hmm. was a difference maker.
How about my guy Isaac Okoro?
Okoro, yes. You know, we talked about him a month ago, and there were trade rumors, and I'm like, why would they trade this guy? Like, he fits in perfectly mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. what they do. And so, yeah, that was a tough matchup. And it's interesting. The Clippers had a 7-game road trip, Whitey. They lost one game, and that was to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, Kings fans, I'm not feeling too upset about last night.
The one thing I was saying earlier that really I thought was encouraging about the Kings road trip is, in addition to 5-2, mm-hmm. they didn't give any games away.
You right, know,
this year,
right.
So many times, oh, they should have won that, or oh, they should have beaten a shorthanded team, and they didn't give any games away in this trip.
Not at all, not
almost
at all.
Almost in Chicago, but not
Chicago,
quite.
Chicago went on a hell of a run in the second half, but almost, but they made their free throws, they finished out the game in Chicago, and you're right. Like, coming off, you should be proud of a 5-2 road trip. No bad losses. You know, you lose into a Miami team that's wounded, hurt. They're like, you know what? They're coming out of the cage fighting. And so that was, you know, you could argue that was already going to be a mm-hmm, loss. Mm-hmm. And then against Cleveland, there's no shame in the way you played last night. Not
right,
at all.
Right. Speaking so. Of, it's time for Drape's Takes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Calm down, Ryan. Calm down.
Yeah. Back in studio with Drape's Take. Fresh off of that 7-game road trip. Let me say this, Sacramento Kings fans. Most of you were A-OK after last night's loss. Most of you were on your best behavior, and I was proud to see that. But there were a few of you out there that had the fake outrage
really?
Once again. Like, what are we doing? We need to go out and get this guy. Monty McNair needs to make a trade now. And I'm going to start off Drape's Takes by saying, calm down, everybody. Sure, you would like some improvements for the roster. We got the trade deadline coming up in a couple of days. But I thought our guys acquitted themselves well on the road. They should be proud of what they accomplished. 5-2? Like, Allen Stiles said it going into the road trip. I think they could go 5-2. And I looked at him sideways. I'm like, ooh, that's a lot. I was thinking 4-3. But 5-2, I'll take that any day of the week. Guys stepped up. De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis, Malik Monk had several key games. I was impressed by what I saw on that road trip.
Yeah, and a relatively speaking easy 5-2 because the last game, you didn't need to get it.
Exactly. Yeah. You didn't even need to get it. You're right about that. It's not like you backed into it or anything like that. And think about the caliber of teams they face. Golden State. I know the Warriors are down, but they beat Steph Curry. Dallas, you beat Luka Doncic. You know, you go on and look down that list. Indiana, I know Tyrese was banged up, but Tyrese is an all-star. And then I think a solid Chicago team with the way they played in that second half, those were all good wins. And so the Memphis game, I mean, you should have won that. But outside of that, I thought the Kings played extremely well on that road trip. And remember, I said this yesterday too, Whitey. Their defense had played well up until last night, exceptionally well on the road trip. Top five in defense over the last five games going into last night.
Yeah, and it looks like the coaches laid down the gauntlet for De'Aaron Fox after the Miami game. You need to play better defensively, and he clearly responded. You just look at his steals and deflections numbers.
Yeah, exactly. He had 11 over a two-game stretch, 13 over a three-game stretch, a true two-way player. Let me get to my second Drape's Take. And this is one that, you know, is going to be insightful to many. I need more out of my guy Keegan Murray. I don't know if it's Mike Brown. I don't know if it's Jay Triano. I don't know if it's Keegan Murray himself. But he needs to be more of a presence. He had three games in a four-game stretch in which he had 5 points, Whitey. That is unacceptable for the former number four overall pick. He had a game in which he took six shots. And even last night, only 9 shots. We talked about it earlier. I need Keegan to 15 to 17 shots per game every single night because we're talking about winning a championship, going far. We're not going to go far if Keegan is non-existent.
Yeah, but there's only so many shots to go around, right? And you got Barnes taking more shots, so that's something they got to suss out. I don't know, but I'd be interested to know what his numbers were in the losses as compared to the wins on the trip. Last night he had 10, only 9 shots for Keegan. So, you know, when the offense is functioning well, right, in those games, it's hard for me to quibble with how many shots he gets. I know what you mean, big picture, but short term, it's like, well, if it's working, they just got to sort that out.
Yeah, but, you know, I think some of that's fool's gold, though. If you expect HB to be this way all season long and when it matters most, I'm talking about this franchise and this team being at its best point possible. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And for that to happen, Keegan Murray, his best game on the trip was 33 points. That was in that Miami game, and they lost. I need a more consistent. I mean, I'm sorry. 5 points in three of five points in 3 of the 5 games down the stretch of that road trip. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. not going to get it done. And so we talk about trade line. Oh, go out there and get Pascal. Go get Jeremy Grant. The answer to everything, guys, is Keegan Murray ascending to be that dude. And this brings me to my third and final Drapes take. Domantas Sabonis. Who is Domantas Sabonis for our team in terms of scoring? Is he our second option?
Probably third.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah. Exactly. And so that's why I go back to Keegan. Mm-hmm. Has to be that guy. But on a night like that, last night, Domas with the triple-double, 12 points, 15 assists, 19 rebounds. He only took 9 shots as well. Like, I think we're talking about a third-team All-NBA guy, a 3-time All-Star. I would like Domas to take more shots. I'm looking at this box score, and I do that from time to time. De'Aaron, 20. HB, 15. Malik, 12. Then after that, Keegan, Domas, and Kevin Huerter, each with 9. I don't know. On a night when De'Aaron Fox doesn't have it going, I need Domantas Sabonis to step up. I need Keegan Murray to step up. I don't know. Maybe I'm asking too much of Domantas Sabonis offensively, but we've seen him capable of going out there and getting 27, 30 points on any given night. Mm-hmm.
He's got to just take more of those mid-range and long jumpers, yep. Right? That's the only way he's going to get more shots.
And he hit one, I think it was last night, like a foul line jumper. And, you know, he's so unselfish. I get it. 15 assists. He's the man. We run everything through him. But, you know, there was that one play, too, when he got ripped by Max Strus and then turned to the ref, sort of gave up on the play. That can't happen, Domas. We need you engaged every single possession, and not just him, everybody. I thought last night, you know, give Cleveland a lot of credit. They played exceptionally well. I just thought the Kings at times lost focus last night in that game.
Yeah, I think it's one of those nights they knew early on they could see the writing on the wall. You're right, though. I agree with you. Of course you're right about Sabonis when Strus stripped him. Reminded me of a play when T.J. McConnell got him in Indiana when he inbounded the ball without really paying attention to what was going on, and T.J. stole it, and I think they might have scored there. So Domas got to be a little more aware of what's going on.
Exactly, 100%. And so that's Drapes Takes. I know we got the trade deadline coming up in about 48 hours. We're almost there, too.
Wow.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect anything to get done?
Something minor is my best guess, don't you think? Something that, as you said yesterday, not going to move the needle for you.
Not going to have me turn on the Woj alerts, DeLon
Wright. I don't know if there's going to be any for anybody.
Why is it so quiet right now? This is kind of scary, right?
Because teams go into the store and they got all their money and then they see what's on the shelf and go,
yeah.
That's all there is?
You're right. I mean, even Zach LaVine's injury now, he's not going to be traded. But there are teams, Detroit, they should be sellers. Like, Bogdanovich should go somewhere else, you know, because he's not going to be a part of their core when it's time for them to win.
Where are they going
to
be tomorrow?
Ooh. Exactly. So if we see Monty and their GM huddling up somewhere, we're gonna keep an eye on that tomorrow.
Yes, yes. And we are keeping an eye on the phones.
Oh, the phones jumping
up on us a little bit, but we'll get to the phones at 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. Also, tell you about the Western team that appears to be just a little more desperate than the Kings and trade talk today. That and more coming up with Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports. Yeah! What a week. Kings coming off a 5-2 trip. They're home tomorrow against the G League Detroit Pistons. And
ouch.
Well, come on. It is what it is, right? Although I know they threw a scare.
Right. They threw a scare that first quarter. Yep.
Yeah. And then we got the Super Bowl coming up this week. And Jay is going to be leaving at the conclusion of our show. Then Jay's going to be down and out with Styles and Watkins and helping us out with our show, too, the rest of the way. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. JR joins us here on Sacktown Sports. Hey, JR, thanks for hanging. What's up?
What's up? Great, nice to have you back in town.
What's up, man?
Hey, brother. Can we start the parade at the 80-50 exchange? I mean, do we take it right down?
Well, JR's going to ask you, do you think if they have the parade, you think I should be selling football-shaped pretzels again?
Yes, 100%. And, you know, I still have that one from 80.
Sure.
What was it, 81? It was Super Bowl 16 or 19. We have so many, I always forget.
It's hard to keep track. Yeah.
Yeah, 16 because it hasn't deteriorated.
Yeah, Joe Montana won Super Bowl 16. It was meant to be, yeah.
Yes, in Detroit. That was nice. And, of course, Stanford. Drapes is so many now, you know. And then, of course, we went to Miami, Superdome. Yeah, those were rough times.
Yeah,
rough time.
You got to be in it to win it, though. That's kind of a fact I teach my kids. You actually got to be in the game to win the game. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Is this really what's happening? Is he trolling me right now?
I think he's just
not trolling you. I love you. And you were in it last year. You guys faltered and fell. And then, you know, dynasty's kind of over. I don't even know.
Yeah, he's trolling you. That's a question. Yeah.
Now, hold on. Before we – let me take the listen. Hold on for a second. Let me take the listeners behind the curtain just a little bit.
Pull it.
I'm looking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got like 6 or 7 phone lines lit up.
Yes.
Whitey could have chose anybody.
Yeah, he chose me.
Exactly, because he knew exactly what you were going to do.
It's a random process I have. JR's number.
That's all right. That's all right, man. Enjoy it while you can, because come Monday's show, which I'm going to be on, come hell or high water, I'm going to find a way, especially if the Niners lose.
Oh, you here now?
No, I'm just saying, if they lose, I'm definitely here.
Oh, okay.
I'll find a way.
In front of that float, hanging off on a rope. I'm a Niner fan wearing your Purdy jersey. I love you. Bye-bye.
All right, man. See you, Jay.
Yeah, Steven on Sacktown Sports.
There we go.
Hey, Steven. Thanks for hanging on. What can we do for you?
Oh, man. Hopefully you guys can do a lot, man. Hopefully we can start off by celebrating a Niners win.
What?
I'm just saying. Kyle Draper, I better see you up at the front of that, baby. I better see you up at the front of that parade with the little marching band stick, you know, going up and
down.
You know what I'm saying?
Jay, you set this up, didn't you? Y'all set this up, didn't you?
Jay let me through. He let me through. They let me in. They let me out of the cage to come and talk to you guys. No, I'm really excited for this weekend, man. I'm serious, man. I was just telling Jay, I worked Super Bowl 50 over at Santa Clara, and that was probably one of the best experiences of my entire life. I cannot stress how incredibly just electric that environment is going to be, because that was Broncos. What was that? Broncos,
Carolina
Panthers.
Yeah.
That was Broncos Panthers. That was Peyton's last Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, man, I was just a ticket guy, man. I'm just taking tickets. You know what I'm saying? But it was just incredible. I'm as a diehard Niner fan. I was telling Jay again, man. I still got my gold starter jacket. My gold Niner.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Classic. Okay?
That is a classic.
So I mean, I am so excited, man. I hope you guys are too. You guys enjoy your week.
Thank you, Steven.
Good stuff, Steven. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. You know, based on the crowd at the media night last night, and maybe that's not a good gauge, but it did seem to be a lot more pro 49er than pro Chiefs. And obviously, San Francisco's closer to Vegas.
Right.
So
right.
It could be kind of.
I'm just tired of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Nah, we know why. You know, Chiefs fans aren't going to travel there just for opening night. Chiefs fans going to wait till Thursday to come into town.
Mm-hmm.
Niners fans, they drove there in their Winnebago. They drove down and went to Vegas for that.
Sound like some better fans than me already. Cats who are more loyal to the soil. I like what you're saying.
The problem is, though, for the Niners, they got all the Swifties against them now, too. Like, that's an army in and of itself.
But how is that a problem?
Because they're not going to be the fan favorites. They're not going to be the darlings. They win 90% of America is going to be pissed off.
I don't think they're worried about that. Even if that were true, I don't think they're that concerned about how the Swifties are feeling. Brock Purdy was asked yesterday, are you ready to disappoint Taylor Swift? He said, yep, and we'll leave it at that. Christian McCaffrey's mother said, you heard this, right? Taylor Swift this week? Dead to me.
Yeah, she's not listening.
Dead to me.
You know, you shouldn't go against Taylor Swift right now. Anybody that goes against, she's the hottest thing in the world. She's the hottest thing in the world entertainment-wise. Like, you're going to be on the wrong side of history if you're choosing against Taylor Swift.
So Christian McCaffrey's mom, she said, gee, I really like her.
Just zip it up. Just zip it up. It's like, don't poke the bear. Huh. Travis Kelce, he got clippings of everybody dissing his girlfriend right now. Good. Up in his locker. He's ready. He's ready. I'm excited. Let's go.
More worried about that Tokyo concert than he is about the Super Bowl. That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah. He's going to make sure she get there, though. He's going to be like, oh, man, is her flight delayed?
She'll be late. And I know. She'll be so jet lagged when she comes back. She'll be like, Super Bowl, what? Will on Sackdown Sports. Hello, Will.
My guy.
You?
Will's on my side. What's up, baby?
Hey.
What's up, Whitey? KD. Hey, KD, man. I just want to say the GOAT is Pat Mahomes. I'm kind of neutral, man. So Patrick Mahomes is the GOAT, until somebody beat him.
Yep.
I'm on the sideline watching, you know what I'm saying? But to the Kings, man, I saw you did a good game last night, man. Look, you and Katie did a good game.
Thank you.
I'm just, Molly, look, I ain't hating. Come on, Drake. I ain't hating, man. But my boy done started scoring. You know, HB, he's scoring now. But the boy had one rebound, man. You got to do more than that.
Are we really getting on my guy from one rebound? You know what it is? You're doing the one thing I hate.
I'm going to criticize some other people.
All right, let's go. Let me hear it.
I'm glad with this road trip, man. I'm happy with this. I didn't think they was gonna win 5 out of 7. I don't think many people thought they was gonna win 5. And then I just gotta say, man, nobody played D last night. Mm. Nobody played D. Everybody knows Strauss can shoot. I mean, he bust them out with Miami last year. He wide open. I mean, his threes were uncontested, man. I know Brown. I know they knew the guy could shoot, and nobody was rotating, and he was just. But you know what got me, Draper? You know what got me, man? I know you saw this one play where my boy Dome got the rebound under the Cleveland basket. And he's standing there, and Truth poked the ball out of his hand. Mm-hmm. You remember that play?
That was a bad look.
He ran to the corner and Domas just stood there.
Gashed him with a three, yeah. That was exactly a bad look.
What I'm saying is, Drake, some of those things, they got to improve, man. I didn't think they was going to beat them because of Donovan, man. I figured Donovan was going to make – he gonna make a way. And then when he threw the ball off the glass, I'm saying, come on, man.
I know. That was tough.
Back in the day, somebody would have said, okay, you come on back down the court. Yeah. And then the last thing, my boy Domas did have 5 turnovers, though. He did.
Okay.
I'm just saying they got to get better with the little things. With the little things, man. I mean, they did it. They had a good road trip, but they got to clean up some of that stuff.
Thank you, Will.
Doug, I tell you what.
He's a tough customer.
That's probably the longest caller we've ever had on our show. Like, we gave him a lot of leash.
We did?
We let him rock for a minute there, a couple of minutes there. So he started off, first thing he started off dissing about with the Kings is Harrison Barnes.
Rebounding?
One rebound.
Yeah.
You know what that reeks of? Waking up the next day, let me look at the box score. Why did we lose? Harrison Barnes only had one rebound. That's unacceptable. Don't do that the day after, Willie. Don't do that. Watch the game and make that observation during the game. Then I'll give you some more credence to that. Don't come to me the next day. All right, let me see.
He also knew how many turnovers Domas had.
Right. I'm sure he was thinking that during the game. Come on, man.
There's one more.
He keeping his own stat sheet at home. That's what that is.
And, he's right about Mahomes, but he said until somebody beats Mahomes, somebody has beaten Mahomes. It was I'm not a big fan, but Tommy.
Tom Brady did. Yeah. Well, you know, Jay thinks Mahomes is just an average quarterback. He just thinks he's a ho-hum average quarterback.
We'll show it this weekend. That's all
exactly,
I'm saying.
Exactly. Either way, somebody's going to be quiet next week.
Oh,
it's either going to be me, it's going to be you, Jay. Somebody's going to be quiet.
Yeah, and you're probably...
I'll be quiet, but when he leaves, I'll be talking again.
So you're here on Monday, or you're maybe here on
Monday?
Or,
I'm trying to...
Oh, come on now. You can't wait. You can't come strong and say somebody going to be quiet, then you coin flipping if you're going to be here.
I will text you Sunday night and let you know. After the game, I will let you know. We fly into Phoenix. What am I supposed to do?
You don't know yet?
I'll find out for you right now. I'm going
to
get
Who do I need to contact over there in the Kings organization to get your schedule?
His entire travel schedule through March. But this,
no, I don't have
this Sunday night. It's like, yeah, it's kind of up in the air.
I'm going to get it right now for you. I'm going to get it right now. Next segment, I'll have it.
All right.
Y'all just so happen of all year, y'all get there the day before. This one, might get there the day of.
What a coincidence.
Because you know why, though? It's Super Bowl. Yeah, and Mike Brown's son, Cam. So Mike Brown wants to stay so we can watch the game. And so that's why we're not flying right after the game.
Trade talk today when we come right back, and we'll find out more about Drake's schedule. Drive Guys, Sacktown Sports. Yeah, two big stories this week. You got the Super Bowl and you got the NBA trade deadline. So let's take a moment here to focus on what may or may not be going on. The deadline. Of course, first, we got to find out from Drapes what his schedule is. He promised he would have an update for us on whether he's going to be available.
I didn't get the text yet. Hold on. I may find out Sunday night.
Yeah.
I may find out Sunday night.
For those who didn't hear, last week Drapes was nice enough to send me a copy of his itinerary through March, I think. And, of course, he had to send it to the PD.
Yeah.
And, this is my schedule. I'll be doing this show from here, traveling this day. And there's very few days where he's not on. And it's very clear. I'll be in studio. I'll be in Cleveland. I'll be here. I'll be there. But Monday, the day after the Super Bowl, is the only day on his schedule that was like, I'm not sure.
It's up in the air, dude. I have no idea. It's up in the air. What am I supposed to do? I texted somebody else and see. But, everybody just got back from the road trip. They're probably tired. They're sleeping. So they're not getting back to me yet. But as soon as I find out,
let me ask
you
this way. If the 49ers lose, will you be on the show Monday?
I'll call in. Yeah. I'll find a way. I'll call in, I got to talk to my people, man.
But if they win, you're not sure.
I might be on a plane. I'm
50-50.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. I enjoy this show so much. I consider the people that listen. I consider the people that's on the YouTube, the text line. I consider them my people. And so I will not let them down. If the Niners lose, I will be on the show in some way. Mm-hmm. I will not let you down for that.
And if they win?
I gotta see, right?
I gotta figure it out.
What do you want me to say?
All right.
Hold on here. I'll get it out shortly. Was going to have practice info confirmed in Phoenix before I sent out.
Okay.
So it's not looking good, though. It's not looking good. Because then we might have to go right to practice.
Right.
So, darn it.
Wait, you're practicing?
It's called research. And I'm on the bus with the team.
You're practicing now?
Dude, they're not going to make a detour to drop Drapes off so he can do his radio show.
We got a tight schedule.
Tight schedule, exactly.
Got a whole thing.
All right.
See. Somebody on YouTube, because this is a good one. Drape's schedule, not watching the Eagles this weekend.
Comment.
That's a good one.
Winner right there. What's going on with the trade deadline? It looks more and more like we're probably not going to see anybody make a big move. Nobody knows. But this is interesting to me. We touched on this yesterday. Jake Fisher says of the Mavericks, he says Jeremy Grant is another name to keep an eye on. And he says, I keep hearing other names as well. Andrew Wiggins, Dorian Finney-Smith, PJ Washington. There's definitely more, but seems like Dallas, this is Jake Fisher, seems like Dallas compared to Sacramento is more open to a wider range of potential targets versus the Kings.
And honestly, that doesn't surprise us though, right?
No.
Dallas, they're more of a gambler, ready to make a splash. They like to win the headlines. Kyrie Irving, remember that deal? I think when you look at our front office, Monty and Wes, they're more measured in their moves, Even though the Tyrese and Sabonis deal was a massive deal, outside of that, they really haven't made any big major deals. And I think this is a measured group we have. It's amazing, though, because here we are 2 days before the trade deadline. In sports talk radio, media, fans, social media, we done ran the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
We done convinced ourselves 2 months ago, Siakam. A month ago, Siakam. Go get Jeremy Grant. Go get OG. Now we're like, it might not be anything. Like, right. Think about right. The range that we started out. Oh, we're going to get do all these fireworks. Then we came down. All right, it's just going to be some marginal moves. Now it's like maybe a sparkler or two.
Yeah.
DeLon Wright. Is we're hoping for it. DeLon, I love you, man. If you get traded here, please, Jay, don't clip this and be like, Drapes, remember what you said about. No, but I mean, when you go from Siakam and OG and Zach LaVine to.
He's cutting it right now.
Right.
I got more love for you, bro. I ain't going to do that.
No, man. But seriously, we went from the top of the top to. Eighth and ninth men on the roster now.
And it looks like, to a degree, a lot of teams are going through that same process and coming to the same conclusion. But Dallas, they're more motivated to do something in the short term because it was just a year ago they got Kyrie.
Right.
So they want to try to maximize the Kyrie-Luka combination as long as they're together because who knows, right?
Right.
Especially with the Kyrie. Who knows how long before he goes, you know what? I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah, and when you look at that roster, that tandem – they're championship or bust kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like anything short of making it at least to the, is a like Sacramento's on this slow and steady wins the race kind of pace where you know the Mavericks are like, you know, bunny rabbits really just trying to win the race as fast as they can. They're trying to get from 0 to 60 overnight. And so it's two different things. And so
and they're trying to stay out of the play-in too.
Right. They're trying to last year they didn't even make that. You believe that?
Yeah.
Last year, they didn't even make that. And when you got two of the top five, you know, best guards in the NBA, because I still consider Kyrie, and you flame out, like, you got to do something. You got to do something to fix it. Now, let me ask you this, though, as we talk about this trade deadline, and Kings fans can weigh on this as well, 916-339-1140. Do you want Monty to be aggressive? Do you want him to go out there and maybe make a gamble? I don't even know who's out there anymore that would be that. Like a Tobias Harris, let's say. What if the Sixers say, because of Embiid's injury, you know what? We're going to do some things. You know, we're going to punt on this year, you know, get some high draft picks, maybe clear up some more cap space, whatever it may be. Do you go out there and make a big splash for a Tobias Harris?
If I have to give up, considering what I have to give up, I feel like I'm probably better off keeping everything that I have and keeping Harrison Barnes.
Mm.
Again, and we had this discussion last week. Remember, are you a HB believer? And I think we both said we were, for the most part, believing that the recent streak we've seen from Barnes is, for the most part, repeatable and real. So that's changed, obviously, the whole equation. Kuzma, you know, I was really excited about Jeremy Grant.
Kuzma.
Those
guys aren't doing anything for you anymore?
Not given what you'd have to give up to get them and how much better would they make you? And I the DeLon Wright, and I don't know why you keep going out of your way to take shots
No, not at all.
He averaged 10 a game when he was here.
That's my guy.
You know?
No way.
Yesterday after we were done, somebody called up Scott and the High Flyer, and they were talking not about us, but about DeLon Wright. And the caller said, DeLon Wright, he's just kind of a, you know, he's a retread. It doesn't really get me that excited. I understand that, but I still think he's the type of guy that can actually make this team better.
Mm.
And some of the bigger names,
Right. It's
not as clear to me they're going to make nowhere near as better as they're supposed to, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right, you know, with the DeLon Wright thing, and you're 100% right. You go out there and get a Kuzma. Is that really putting you over the hump for a championship-level team? Probably not. And so this is why it's going to be tough for Monty McNair, West. Whatever the decision they make, it's a difficult one because I don't know what they need, Whitey. Like, I don't know what this team really needs to be a championship. Do they need some filler parts? Do they need another 25-point-per-game score? I think it really comes down to who Keegan Murray eventually is going to become. We've seen flashes. We've seen hopes that he can become that guy. And I don't think they still know 100% yet. So let's put it to you like this. If we know Keegan can be that bona fide number two all-star caliber guy, then you just add filler to it, right? You add, you know, some rotation players, some role players, some 3-and-D guys, hopefully. But if you're unsure, maybe then that's why you go after a Siakam. You go after a Kyle Kuzma. I think there's two avenues they can take here at this trade deadline.
Siakam made a lot of sense, and as far as we know, they did make a run at him. So that's to me, that's encouraging because they saw that and said, yes, he's a guy that fits our needs. Mm-hmm. So they made a serious run at him. They look at the other guys. Apparently, we won't know till the deadline comes and goes, but apparently the other guys they look at and they're just not as sure of. Because given where you are right now, I think you're further away from a championship than any other guys available can get you right now.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And let me add, you know, let me say this, though.
And then you'd be locked, as you pointed out, pardon me, but if you get one of those big names, you're kind of locked into that for a while.
Right,
and why
locked guys.
Into something that you feel like is not good enough?
You know what? This angers me right now. This is really pissing me off because I think we all want the Kings to be a championship contender. We just don't know how to get there right now. Like, this current group is good. They've shown flashes. Is it just consistency and seasoning? I'll go back to Denver. We always compare everybody to Denver. Compare Aaron Gordon helped put them over. Who's our Aaron Gordon? Who's our stealth trade offseason move, whatever it may be, that, you know, really pays dividends? Do you go out there and get somebody from OKC? Do you go out there like a Josh Giddey or something like that? Mm-hmm. Do you look at Orlando and go get a Markelle Fultz or something like that? I don't know. I'm just throwing out names right now. I don't know what you do for if you're Sacramento that can really make you a championship contender right now.
If Jeremy Grant were actually available, I still think I would go after him. Jeremy Grant could be that type of player if he's still, we've talked about this as well, if he's interested in being the type of player that he was before he went to Detroit and before he went to Portland and just got, you know, all the shots, because he was really solid. Yeah. I still think he could be that type of player, but there's a lot of teams that are interested in him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know.
And Portland doesn't have any motivation really to get rid of him.
Not at all, yeah. And so, I mean, there are a lot of teams interested. Like, the Lakers could use a guy like Jeremy Grant, you know. I don't know if they have the assets, but, you know, if I'm Monty also, I look at the Lakers and, you know, we brought up Rui Hachimura a while ago. I'd still kick the tires on Rui. I still think he's young enough. I think, you know, you throw him along. He's 6'8". You throw him along Keegan. He's a good defender. He can knock down shots. Rui would be a guy. Mm-hmm. I don't think it would cost you a lot either to go get him.
Looks like Dallas is interested in your guy Wiggins.
Really?
Yeah. See? Dallas looking at all those guys. Yeah,
they're open for business. They're looking for – I'm interested in my boy Wiggins. Mm-hmm. I would still, to this day, Whitey, right now, take Andrew Wiggins on this Kings team.
Do you want Clay? Because he didn't. Didn't even close out the game last night. He started, but he didn't finish.
Man, and I'm a Clay guy. Washington State.
And they won.
And it's sad to see what's happening to Clay Thompson. He might be a glorified six man now. Like, you know, Kuminga has really, you know, stepped up his game. Pajimski's playing extremely well. They had Guy Santos out there. Your boy
played
Guy
really
Santos
well.
Out there closing games last night.
He's one of those guys that every time he gets a ball, my wife says, "Who is that?"
Right, exactly.
Who is that? He noticed too. She's like, "Who is that?"
Yeah. Oh, my. Yeah. They should move Clay. But Clay's up after the season, right? Yeah. He's looking for a contract. So we could talk about him over the next 3 hours or so, but I know we got a lot to get to. But, man, the trade deadline, 48 hours. Hopefully we do a little something.
Yes, when we come back, NFL to the 49ers. You don't like your practice field? Boo-hoo-hoo. The Super Bowl practice field controversy next year with the Drive Guys on Sacktown Sports.